Welcome to Game Wave Podcast. I'll be your host, if that's okay with you guys.
I'm not sure if that's okay with me.
Wow.
Okay.
I sort of wish we stuck with that last recording. The entrance was much better than this one.
I can edit that all in, if you actually like that last one.
No, it's alright. We'll just freeball it.
Last one was good.
Anyways, I'm Jake.
In this call is me, Matt, and sitting in a room far away where someone's looking for his memory card is Jake.
What's up, man?
And Drew is also in this call.
Yep.
Yeah, I lost my freaking PS2 memory card. The only one with Kingdom Hearts 2 data in it, and I'm level 85.
Should've backed it up.
I can't lose this memory card. I'm level 85.
Should've backed it up.
I thought it was corrupt.
But for some reason, it works with some games and not others. My PS2 is like an undecisive bitch. It just like, you know. It's like, oh, I don't like this memory card. Oh, I like this one, though, so I'll use it. And then some days I'll just be like, oh, Jake, you're a dick, so I'm just going to shut down on you. Oh, yep, there we go. Like, I seriously have my PS2 randomly, just like the video cables and audio cables will just get disconnected, and I'll spend like a half an hour just trying to readjust them to get my PS2 to work.
You should just get one of the new Slims. See that?
But I can't play Kingdom Hearts 2 on it, because for some reason it doesn't work on Slims.
Yeah, it's so scratched up.
It only works on the Fats.
The Fats are awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome. I'm still looking for the memory card right now from where I'm sitting. I've looked
not
all around.
Find it.
I've looked in a 360 degree area of this seat, because I was too lazy to get up, so I was just searching around it, and I still can't find it. I have a feeling. I feel like I'm just like sitting on it. I bet
you probably are.
It's probably in your back pocket or something.
Whoa! I was just sitting on it.
No.
It was under the seat I'm on, and it was in between two cans, which is why I didn't see it when
all that wasted time looking.
Whoa!
Now the listeners probably.
So because I'm a lazy slob who can't pick up his recycling materials, it's my fault. All right.
Do you have any listeners that sent us emails?
I didn't check it lately.
I'll check it now.
I'm going to play some Kingdom Hearts 2 now. Wow.
Wow, wait, you're going to play while we're recording?
Yeah, man. I'll turn it down. I've been looking for this thing since, like, this afternoon. I'm playing it. Oh, yeah, so...
Watch the save not work.
Wait, announcement. Episode 10, our next episode, will be live on Blog Talk Radio 8 o'clock next week, Saturday.
8 o'clock a.m.?
It will be.
Well, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Western time, it'll be 6 o'clock. I believe, right? Is that true?
Yeah.
Or will be 5 o'clock.
Are we all going to be here at that time?
Well, we live on the East Coast, so it'll be at 6 o'clock here.
Matt, can you make it?
Or no, 8 o'clock here.
I don't know. I was so late. I was like 30 minutes late for this recording. You're like re-recording at 9. But
well,
I was
just clear up your schedule for... you have a week to get your schedule cleared up and tell everybody you're not available 8 o'clock Saturday.
So I'm looking at our email right now. It's kind of empty.
Still.
Yeah.
I'm going to make up a fake email address. I'm going to email it.
All right.
Looks like nobody's going to be getting the prize we offered them.
I said I'll offer anyone something free on Steam.
Oh, yeah, and our Blog Talk Radio thing, we'll have like a little chat box. So if you're listening, just go on Blog Talk Radio at that time, make an account, and just send up some little chat things.
I'm not even sure how Blog Talk Radio works. I think we...
I'm not sure either.
I think both of you have to make a Blog Talk account.
Oh, it's going to be just like our first episode, just technical errors everywhere.
Yep.
It doesn't work, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's not meant to work, it's all a lie.
Yeah, no, the thing I don't like about Blog Talk Radio is when you, like, log onto it, just like that British lady with our, like, recording software, it just is just like, Blog Talk Radio, and then it just, like, starts going on and on about all this stuff. And then you have to wait for your recording to start.
So...
Alright, so...
Video games.
Shiny.
I think relating to
Pokemon!
What's
Pokemon! Pokemon!
Oh, apparently Pokemon Platinum has voice chat.
Wait, whoa.
It had voice chat. So did Pearl. Pearl had voice chat, too.
Did the English patch for Soul Silver and Heart Gold come out yet?
Not right now.
Also, enlightened of what's happened this week, ODST has finally come out.
I've heard bad things.
Even after its name change from Recon to ODST. No, actually, I've heard it's pretty good.
I heard,
An outside source...
Sorry, just yawned.
An outside source of mine told me that the campaign was crappy, but that outside source is very picky about his games, so don't listen to that, I guess. Who might be this outside source?
Wouldn't it be your brother?
Let's just say he has red hair, is about an inch taller than me, and does not live with me.
So a ginger kid, essentially.
Well,
I don't know who this is.
What ginger kid do I know?
I know what ginger kid.
I don't know. I know a lot of ginger kids.
I'm pretty sure you know who this kid is.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Who might it be?
It's Nick.
Yes,
Nick.
Yeah, it's Jake's brother.
Big surprise.
Yes, Nick, my brother. He has red hair, he's in college, and he is very picky about his games. Like, let me think of a time. I was just like, yo, Nick, you gonna get to Cydia, Final Fantasy? Because he became a Final Fantasy fan at some point. He's like, no. I'm like, why? It's Final Fantasy, and you like Final Fantasy. He's like, yeah, but it's not Final Fantasy, it's fighting. It's stupid. I'm like, what? It's gonna be a great game. Come on.
Well, no, he can't play it because he stole his PSP.
Yes, I did. But still, I mean, it is a great
game.
That's
out of the question right there.
No, but still.
Make him buy another one.
say I accidentally broke yours.
He might as well just go buy a Go.
Jake, it looks like someone sat on your PSP. It has so many dead pixels in this one area. I know.
I've seen those. Like, they look like scratches, but they're just dead pixels going right across it. It's kind of funny.
Someone must have that.
I think our dog chewed it up a lot.
Oh, by the
so
way,
I just
Matt,
threw it out. I saved you the pain. You should just tell that. What?
Crap.
Yes.
Achievements.
Yeah.
I'll help you out there.
I'm only level 25, and I'm in Kingdom Hearts, and I can beat the 1,000 Heartless Battle. So you should be good enough to beat it. I'm doing it right now on a different profile of mine.
Jake, I thought you were going to say that you're beating achievements.
What?
What happens after Tron?
Oh, I am beating Matt in achievements now again.
I haven't played Xbox in 10 days.
Okay, but still, I'm beating you again. Bioshock did it for me. 100G achievement at the end of the game for me.
Oh yeah, I haven't beaten Bioshock either.
You should beat it.
Or I haven't beaten other games that have given me achievements, like Fable 2.
Fable 2 gives you a lot of achievements.
Yeah, you should beat Fable 2. Fable 2 is a good game, but people don't like it because of freaking Peter Molyneux. He's making so much big hype about it, and then when it didn't have the hype it was supposed to get, people didn't like it, because of Peter Molyneux.
I like Peter Molyneux. Peter Molyneux's awesome.
Yeah, no, he's a good producer. He just, like, gives his games too much hype, though. No, and his original idea for Fable 2 was so good, but he got rid of it. Like, you know, you could own, instead of, like, owning, a house in a town, you actually own, like, a farmhouse that's out in the middle of, like, one of the adventure areas, which I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but he also said that the environment would be changing in Fable 1, which it
exactly, which that never happened either. He had so many good ideas that were completely possible, and they got rid of them.
I like his new idea.
Oh, his child. Oh no. What is it?
Milo.
No, but besides Milo for Fable 3, what was his idea for that?
Milo's gonna be a mini game for Fable 3.
No, but his making decisions on people's fate.
Oh, the judgment.
Yeah, he'll probably get rid of that too, though.
He better not, because like I heard like from the people who actually like got to play it and stuff, they said that like there was this kid who stole bread. You could either say like send him to the brig or let him go, or you can investigate to see what happened. It's just stuff like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Or just send him to the...
Like, if you're evil, just send him to jail right now. But send him to good, jail. You know, make sure it's all... Just make sure it's the way it is before you punish him fairly.
Or send him crying to his mama.
Yep. Or off that should be off with his head would be nice too.
Off with it? That's horrible. You can't do that in video games.
You know, just do things from the French Revolution.
Guillotine.
The Revolution.
The French Revolution.
Okay, wait. We're completely off task. All right, back to ODST. Okay.
ODST. Just drop it now. ODST. No, just drop it.
No, ODST, I hear, is actually really good.
I heard it wasn't. I heard different things than you.
No, I hear Firefight mode is, like, amazing.
No, I heard the single player is, like, you beat it within, like, 7 hours. It's that short.
Maybe the campaign is better. Wait, what's the online supposed to be like for it? Is there even online in ODST?
The online is the same as Halo 3. Same maps. Same.
Oh, no, they added 3 new maps.
Yeah, because there's 2 discs. There's 2 discs.
Do you play as a Spartan in the online mode, or do you play as one of the ODST?
You play as Spartan, because it's the same one. Why would they have you playing as
Spartan? Basically, let me summarize the game for you.
What just happened? Let
me just summarize what comes in the game. Basically, you get a package with 2 discs, I think, and first disc has 7-hour campaign, firefight, which is like a Gears of War Horde mode, but it's in with Halo Universe, and then I think that's about it on the first disc. And on the second disc, you get every single map that Halo 3 had for DLC, and 3 new maps, and that's the online right there. So it's basically that's all you're getting.
It's $60, though. I wouldn't pay $60 for ODST.
I'm still trying to decide on whether I'll buy it or not, because, first of all, I need Halo. I mean, think about it. I basically will be getting Halo back, because I already beat the Halo 3 campaign, and I don't have Halo right now, because my brother stole it from me, and instead of just, I might as well just get that, because now I'll get Halo back and get ODST along with it, you know?
Yeah. I still wouldn't pay $60 for it.
But that's the point I'm trying to get at, is that I'm going to have Halo back, which buying Halo 3 itself will be, like, what, $30 to $40? And then I get ODST with it, so I guess that's worth, like, the extra.
I guess.
Man, I should have just done this game in beginner mode. The only reason I made this new profile is just because I wanted to get to the 1000 Heartless Battle.
New profiles on that corrupted memory card?
Yeah, man. I told you.
I think we should talk about Darkest of Days now.
Darkest of Days? Oh, yes. It has
been getting a lot of hate on the internet.
Really? It's got horrible graphics, but the gameplay is a lot of fun, I gotta be honest.
Been getting too much hate from what I've seen.
What's the hate it? Like, why do people not like it?
I don't know. I didn't
like
see
this,
any argument.
It's fun because you get to like go to the Confederate War, or no, not the Confederate War, the Civil War, crap like that. Like you get to go to the Trojan War, just so much stuff like that. And then you get these sweet weapons. You can use like one-shot rifles, or you could just use an AR assault rifle and start gunning down some confeds, you know. And then there's just like a lot to do with it. I don't know why someone would be against it, I guess you could say.
I don't know either. Huh. All this dead air that I'll have to edit out.
Is Matt there? He's not talking.
Yeah, Matt, are you there?
What?
Are you there?
We weren't really talking.
Oh, okay.
God dang it, these enemies are so annoying.
I was I'm actually really tired right now. Because it was homecoming today. Homecoming game.
Oh. You actually went
I'm
to that?
Standing all
I
day.
Didn't, I didn't. Like, one of my brother's roommate was like, go to homecoming, you'll meet girls. And I was like, no. I'll do it on my own. I'm not
going to homecoming. I didn't really talk to any girls when I was there.
Yeah, like, actually, I heard people when they go there basically just stand around and don't really do anything.
Yeah.
It's very awkward.
That's what it basically was. I stood at the top of the bleachers, and I was just looking at the game and just, like, talking to my friends, which I went with, and that's all I did. Like, and I didn't really want to just talk to a girl because that would have been awkward.
True. No, you should see what Peter does when he talks to girls. Like, he's like, at least I actually talk to girls, but he's so awkward when he does it. He's like, he goes up to them and is like, hi, you're good at this, and then just walks away, and I'm just like, what just happened? Like, he'll give them a compliment, but it'll be like, not even a complete sentence when he says it, and then just leave. He doesn't even say anything after that, just leaves. I'm like, you're so awkward, though.
Peter is awkward.
He is. He doesn't know it, though. I try to tell him, but he doesn't believe me when I tell him he's awkward.
Because that's who he is. Actually, talking to him is like, he's just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, no, he just,
Peter.
Like, he talks so lazily, and you can tell that he does it freely, when he talks so lazily like that.
Oh, wait. I was going to add him to the call if he was on Skype.
No, don't add him. No, don't add him right in the middle of this, because we'll have to remove him, and bad things would happen.
Yeah, true. So, Fear 2 is 50% off in Steam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah,
they created an expansion to Fear 2. Project I didn't want to get it, though, because...
You can also download it on Steam.
I didn't want to get it, though, the expansion, because it doesn't feature Sergeant Beckett, and I don't want to know what happens further from that. I don't want to spend my time playing as a different character. I don't really like that. How, like, you're in this... I guess you could say you're sort of in the middle of a storyline, and then, like, something just... Then you just play some different character when you don't want to know more. Like, that's why I'm going to be angry if, like, in Devil May Cry 5, if Nero isn't in it, because I want to know more about where Nero is from.
He probably isn't going to be in it.
I know, that's what I fear.
It's probably going to be about, like, somebody new.
Actually, a lot of people have been saying that they're hoping it's going to be about Sparta.
It might be, or do you think they're going to make it about one of the chicks that hangs, like, around Dante?
That'd be horrible. If you're not playing as a half demon, if you're not playing as a demon or at least a half demon, I'm going to be very angry. My demonic
like,
powers.
What if you're playing as Trish?
I know my demonic powers is what makes me happy in that game. If I don't have them, I'll be very upset.
Who's the other person with like the big
lady?
Bazooka blade? That's her name.
Just Lady. That's her name.
I'm playing
She has translucent eyes.
I'm playing through Devil May Cry 4. Finally.
But like I said, no demons, I get angry. Especially since it's called
Devil
May
Cry.
If you're not like a demonic devil in that game and it's called Devil May Cry, it just doesn't make sense.
Oh wait, Jake, you played
now by
crap.
What?
Crap, you played on the Brutal Legend demo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about that.
Ooh, it was a good game. It's kind of fun. I guess it's sort of funny as far as game humor goes. It's kind of funny.
Like what?
How was Peace Walker demo?
I don't really know. Like I can't really describe its humor. It's hard.
Tell what happens.
Oh, so in the beginning you play as Eddie Griggs, a roadie for an apparent metal band, but they're really just like a punk metal band, like one of those crappy boy bands, and he hates it. And then during the show, one of the idiot, like, boy band members climbs on top of this thing when it's about to fall, and as his job as a roadie, he has to save him from falling. So, as he saves him from falling, the thing that he falls off of lands on top of him, and he dies. But then, like, his blood triggers this giant stone monument on their stage that has come to life, kills all the crappy band members, and then sends Eddie back in time and brings him back to life, where he finds a magical axe and starts just killing demons from the underworld.
I'm gonna have to play this.
And he also has a guitar, that can shoot lightning and fire. And then he creates
the demo fun.
He basically becomes the leader of an army of metalheads that fight demons in the past.
What are metalheads?
You know, like giant guys with, like, long hair that do, like, the headbang all the time, and, you know.
Yeah.
And pretty much you just have this giant axe, you just tear people apart, and you have a guitar that just zaps lightning at people and just makes them blow up. And it's awesome. It was a pretty good game. I mean, I feel like unless if they're, because, like, there aren't really that many attacks for you to do in the game, unless if you get new ones later on in the game, I feel like it'll be very repetitive. I'm thinking you'll be able to get new ones later on in the game, because I was looking at some clip arts, and, like, his axe had, like, had this glow around it at one point, so I'm guessing you get, like, power-ups at some point. And I'm hoping that's what happens, because it would be kind of boring if you didn't. Oh, and also, there are times when you have to, like, play a guitar solo to unlock stuff, and the first thing you unlock is a car.
So you can drive around?
Yep.
That's awesome.
And, how's Jack Black's voice acting in it?
Pretty good.
And did it just seem like you were playing the Kung Fu Panda game?
No. Oh, God, no.
They're basically the
same thing. I had that
game
at one point, but I never played it, because it came with my, my arcade, the 360 that I had before. And,
Yeah,
it came with it.
I have the game.
I played it for
achievements.
I just
played it for achievements.
And what did I do? I might actually still have it. I'm not sure what I ever did with it. It's probably in my basement right now.
And Matt, you said something about Peace Walker.
Yeah, how do you like the demo?
It's so amazing.
What is this Peace Walker?
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't I show you?
Apparently some people didn't like the ending to Metal Gear Solid 4.
You mean when they watched
too long for
Gear
them.
Solid 4, right?
Apparently the ending is like 4 hours long.
Yeah, no, it's like it's 90 minutes, I think.
That is so ridiculous for an ending of a game. I gotta be honest, I like storyline development and crap, but I would not watch a 90-minute cutscene without having some gameplay. I would just go watch a movie if that's what's gonna happen. You know?
Could you skip the cutscene?
You could pause it.
God, it's so ridiculous though. You'll just be sitting there watching cutscene stuff, and I just couldn't do it.
Well, I played it on my 3000, and I like it.
When does that one take place?
I sent you the IGN demo.
Yeah, they had it up on their server, so I was like, fine, I'll download it. And it's really good. I like the third person over the shoulder, gun firing position, I guess I'd call it. It's
Dead Space?
I have beaten Dead Space.
Wait, is that what you were saying you liked about it?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I thought you said you didn't like that fact.
What? About
that,
Slocker?
That's over the shoulder.
No, I like that.
Oh.
I don't know where you heard that from.
Oh, I thought that's what you said. Never mind then. Ooh, Tifa's beating up some Heartless right now.
Oh yeah, Tifa. Tifa's so, like, weird, because I don't think she ever says her name, but you just assume that it's Tifa, so in your journal it goes down as Tifa. But she just walks into the room and she's like,
that's what
have you
in
seen
Kingdom
her?
Hearts.
And she...
That
yeah, she is so bad at describing stuff. She's just like, have you seen a spiky-haired guy? And Sora has spiky hair, and about every single character in the game has spiky hair.
It's true.
But she just asks you that question.
Most of the characters in this game do have spiky hair.
And Sora just points to his spiky hair, and she's like, she just smiles and just goes, ha ha. And just, like, walks away, even though Sora knows
says,
who Cloud
she says,
is.
No, she says spikier, and then she punches a few walls and leaves.
Yeah.
And it's true, Cloud's hair is spikier. But, crap, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so, Drew, I am going to need you, that once I get my R4, to get me a copy of Kingdom Hearts 356 in
Are we talking about piracy on the show?
Yes, we are.
What R4? I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways,
What's an R4, Jake? Why are you talking about this? I don't know.
True, I'm going to need you to buy that for me because I can't go out that day, alright?
Okay, I'll buy it for you.
Yeah, anyways.
But you already owe me money.
I know I do. Okay, I owe everyone
for that
money.
for that game, that $10 game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that
anyways,
was shipped from Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, it still isn't here. It's been almost 2 weeks.
Your imported copy of
Drew, it's just a little Asian, Through the Fire and Flames 2. It's just a little Asian guy on a rubber boat just paddling his way to the US. Anyways, yeah, I need you to get that game for me because it's gonna be epic. I can play as Riku in that one, so that's why I want it.
How's the one on the PSP looking?
Which one?
There's a Kingdom Hearts
PSP. Oh, Birth by Sleep. I've not seen anything on it for a while. Yeah. They're still working on it right now.
Jake, I'm not gonna get it.
You
should buy that game too.
It's a prequel that I don't want.
Wait, is it for PSP?
Well, what?
Yeah.
Jake,
yeah, it's for PSP.
You should buy it.
Parentheses, buy it.
Yeah, whatever. But I know I don't want it because it's. I mean, it is a prequel, but it's kind of like a prequel that doesn't really link me to what I want to know. I want to learn more about like Sora, yeah. Riku, and Kairi and stuff like that. It's about Vend, Terra, and Agua.
Oh yeah, Kairi. Who is Kairi?
What?
Who is Kairi? I don't know.
Kairi is?
Kairi?
I didn't play the first game.
No, go play Kingdom Hearts right now. Kingdom Hearts 1 right now before I kill you.
You don't know who Kairi is?
I don't have it.
She's the third main character.
Well, I know. Yeah, I know. She's that weird girl on the beach.
Yeah, she's technically Sora's girlfriend.
Yeah, and I really don't know what's going on. Let me describe to you.
In the first Kingdom Hearts, there was Sora, Riku, and Kairi. They're three best friends, and Riku had an idea to leave their island because, like, they hated it there. But then one day there was this giant storm, and they all got sucked into it and got sent to different worlds, and Sora became the Keyblade Master. And then he finds Riku, but then Riku leaves because Riku thinks that Sora doesn't really care about his friends anymore, and he gets pissed off and joins the Heartless. Then Riku becomes crazy strong through the darkness, and he basically beats up the beast and then beats up Sora. But then Sora gets the key, or no, he takes the Keyblade from Sora, but then Sora gets it back. And then Riku gets obsessed by it.
He can just spawn in his hand.
Yeah, but then Riku gets possessed by this, like, dark guy, and then creates his own Keyblade called the Dark Keyblade, which is the exact opposite of Sora's Keyblade.
He just creates it, right?
Yeah, but then eventually, after Sora beats Riku in that form, Riku gets his body back, and then, helps Sora get away. And then Sora goes and fights the final battle. And that is basically Kingdom Hearts 1 in a nutshell.
And Riku can use the attack Dark Euron.
It's Dark Aura Fool.
Dark Euron.
And now Riku is like, the reason I want, 356 and a half days is because Riku is badass in that game. He has a blindfold on for the whole game.
Can you play as that girl?
What?
Can you play? I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can play as all the members.
What's her name?
Shion.
Shion? No, yeah. Not her.
Oh, what?
Kairi.
No.
Kairi.
She's not a key. Well,
she has
actually,
a keyblade.
Everyone has a keyblade in the second one.
Yeah, everybody has a keyblade in the second one.
I thought there was only supposed to be one.
No. That was false. There is the
Keyblade
Master.
Is Mickey Mouse an undercover agent for Organization 13, or he just works for them?
No, he's like him and Riku are basically like spies in the organization. They basically are like spying on the organization and are undercover.
Oh, I just realized that Mickey is the king.
Yeah, he's the king, fool.
Yeah.
And you know that
they kept saying the king. They kept saying the king, even though I've heard it before. And I'm like, who's the king? And then I just realized that it's Mickey Mouse.
You know that dark figure who like randomly helps out Sora every once in a while, but doesn't show his face. He's like in the jacket, but he never shows his face. He doesn't talk either.
Oh yeah, the blue haired guy.
No, you know the guy. He doesn't show his face, and like he took that money from Roxas. And he just kind of like...
That's
Riku.
I don't know. You'll find... I don't remember.
You played as Roxas in the beginning, right?
Yeah, Roxas is annoying. He has a bad weapon.
You know the guy that has the bandages on his face who can't, like, you see his eyes and crap?
Oh, yeah.
That's Diz. He's like...
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he a member of the organization?
No, he's trying to destroy the organization because they basically destroyed all of his
He's in that awesome cutscene with the best song ever, Sanctuary.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, like, you know the...
I love that song.
And then, you know there's, like, the guy who's usually next to him who's just wearing the organization clothing, and then he, like, takes...
Yeah, the blue-haired guy with the cuts on his face.
No, you never see his face. You haven't seen his face yet. He doesn't talk. He's just wearing his organization with his hood, and he's standing next to the guy with, like, the bandages on his face in the beginning when he plays Roxas.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. But who's that guy? What's that guy's name with the green hair? And he's Tron's master.
Tron's master? With the green hair? You mean, yeah. Like, the long hair? Long, like, and he's wearing, like, the robes?
He's supposed to be, like, this... He's supposed to be the master of that hollow bastion place.
Like, Ansem?
Yeah, Ansem.
He calls himself Diz. He's the guy with the bandages on his face.
Oh, that's Ansem?
Yeah, Ansem in the first game. Ansem in the first game, his real name was Xehanort. He was Ansem's apprentice, and he stole his name. And there's been speculation that in Birth by Sleep, there's a guy called Master Xehanort, and then he has an apprentice. And it's believed that it's possible that apprentice is the Xehanort that you fight in the first game, and he like took his old master's name. Like he takes his master's names. That's been a speculation. But anyways.
I love the story of Kingdom Hearts. Like, it's so good.
It's so twisted, though. You never know what's going on half the time.
It is. It's like, you need the the game, like, Chain of Memories has cleared up so many things for me. Like, I was like, why is Riku hooded? Why? I don't know who Namine is. I'm so confused right now. And then once I played Chain of Memories, I just saw so much light.
And,
Rechain of Memories.
Who are those weird kids that are Roxas's friends?
Those were computer... Well, in the world that Roxas is in the beginning, they're just computer programs. But they're...
Twilight Town's pretty computer programmed.
No, there's two Twilight Towns. There's one that Ansem, that the guy with, like, the bandages on his face created. That it's just a program that they sent Roxas into so that he wouldn't know who he was. Because he had Sora's memories in him, and they needed him to get Sora's memories back. And then basically Riku was like, I guess you could say, watching over him while he's in there. Like, you'll know who the guy I was talking about is soon. You'll fight him once you go to the Land of Dragons. He's just got a hood on. He doesn't talk. He makes a few hand gestures, and he's just like
He's Riku.
And he has Riku's blade from the first game, Soul Eater, and it's Riku. But when he gets unmasked for you, he will not look like Riku whatsoever.
Dark Euron.
No, he'll appear in the form of Ansem.
Oh. Yeah, Ansem has green hair.
No, the old Ansem, Xehanort. The one from the final boss.
Yeah, well, who's Axel?
Axel's Roxas's best friend from best friend from the organization.
Wait, isn't that...
Seems kind of like a jerk.
He sort of is. No, he actually...
He wants to be friends with Kairi for some reason.
He dies. Eventually.
Spoilers.
He uses all of his, like, life energy to destroy a group of nobodies and then dies from it.
Oh, yeah, Axel has some kind of voice actor that sounds familiar. It either sounds like Kadaj's voice actor or, like, someone from Naruto.
I think maybe he is from Naruto, I guess.
He sounds like Iruka Sensei.
Maybe.
Might be.
Do you know who Iruka is? It's Naruto's, like, best friend.
Yeah.
Is that the sage guy?
Oh, yeah. Anyways, describing...
No. What?
You know that sage guy?
Jiraiya. We're getting into anime. What's going on here?
Yeah.
No, not that. No, it's, do you know the guy who always buys Naruto ramen?
Yeah.
Iruka.
Yeah. Oh, that
okay,
guy.
Well,
that's what Axel sounds like, Iruka.
Drew, you're talking about how there's only supposed to be one Keyblade?
Yeah, there's only supposed to be one, and apparently in the second one, everyone gets one.
So, Sora's the Keyblade Master of Light.
There's only supposed to be one!
Nikki is the King Key, I guess you could call him. He holds the King Key, I don't really know what to call him. Riku's the Keyblade Master of Darkness. And then Kairi and all others are just, like, neutral.
So wait, when were all the Keyblades formed? Like, what happened at that Keyblade map?
That's what you're gonna figure out in Birth by Sleep. That takes place 13 years before the main series, during something called the Keyblade War, which was between the first Heartless and the first Keyblade Masters.
Oh.
And you don't put Thor in this?
No, you play as three different characters. You play as Ven.
I
want
to play as Kairi.
What?
I want to play as Kairi.
She's like a neutral key. Like, she only uses her Keyblade once.
Then you never see it again.
And
yep. And Riku gives it. So technically, she was never a chosen Keyblade Master. She was like just a substitute Keyblade Master, I guess.
She just got one.
Riku was just
I like how. My favorite part in Kingdom Hearts is that CG cutscene in the beginning when it's playing Sanctuary.
Oh yeah, that's all about Chain of Memories, like how you see Sora fighting that nobody and then you see Riku fighting Ansem. Yeah, right. The guy that Riku's fighting, that's Xehanort, and that's the guy who claims to be Ansem.
I've never played the first part of Kingdom Hearts 2, but I heard like it's supposed to like the first cutscene just gives away everything in the last game.
It does.
The first.
That's why you don't need to even play the first game.
Yeah, the first Kingdom Hearts 2, the beginning of it, the beginning cutscene just gives away everything that happened in the last game.
No, it doesn't.
I told you that.
No, it gives away everything that. It gives away everything that happened in Chain of Memories, fool. It does nothing about. No, it does like 30 seconds about the first game. Everything else is on Chain
it
of
shows,
Memories.
It shows him. It shows Sora opening Peter Pan gates.
What?
Yep, it does. And
in the beginning of Kingdom Hearts 2? No,
funny.
It doesn't.
It's funny how Sora's clothes don't fit him anymore, and then he has to get new ones.
Wait, whoa. Oh, yeah. You learn everything that happened in 1, because, yeah, it's Sora's memories being... I thought you meant the beginning cutscene. No, those are the beginning cutscenes, like with Roxas when he's sleeping. Yeah, that's like Sora's memories being reformed.
Wait, why?
Yeah,
it's
20% complete, and it shows like footage of the first game.
Oh yeah, Drew, this is so the Kingdom Hearts edition, by the way.
All right, I'll name it the Kingdom.
We've been talking about Kingdom Hearts for like 25 minutes.
And then, I like how everyone's feet are huge. Like they have big feet. It looks awesome.
No, in Kingdom Hearts 2, they don't. Their feet aren't big anymore. In Kingdom Hearts 1, they had huge.
Well, in the CG cutscene, their feet are big.
Yeah, I know. In Kingdom Hearts 1, their feet were huge.
And it looks
Kingdom
awesome.
In Kingdom Hearts 2, they're somewhat normal sized now.
I just watched that, and then I also, was on the main menu where it says new game and load game, and I just let it sit, and then it played that awesome, like...
Yeah, the
that,
beginning
like,
thing.
Awesome...
Yeah.
Yeah, the beginning thing, and it like, plays the rhythm of Sanctuary.
Yeah, like the orchestral.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And it's awesome. Yeah, that game is awesome.
Yeah, no,
and
they did
that
something
song
weird
is awesome.
As Dark Uran, as Matt calls it, is in the in Chain of Memories and in Kingdom Hearts 1 is an attack that basically Riku uses to like he basically just flies around the battlefield and just hits you like 10 times and then does like a finisher. In Kingdom Hearts 2, Dark Aura, he shoots multiple blasts of Dark Firagas now instead of doing his attack they normally did.
Dark Uron. I heard that from a cosplay once. Someone was cosplaying Sora, and he said, someone was cosplaying as Riku, and he throws like this black thing. He throws this black cloth, and he's like, Dark Uron. But maybe I didn't hear him right.
Yeah, that was probably him trying to imitate the attack from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Dark, you're on. And that's when I never played Kingdom Hearts, so I was just like, ooh, that guy's from Kingdom Hearts. I don't know who this guy is, and what's the gummy ship?
What is the gummy ship? What is gummy anyways? No one, I don't really get it. And I am a Kingdom Hearts 2 fanboy, I guess.
Fanboy.
I am a Kingdom Hearts fanboy.
Admit it. Fanboy.
What's Kingdom Hearts 3 about?
Actually, I'm a Square fanboy. I gotta be honest. I've played so
much. Not Square Enix, just old school Square.
Yep, I'm not calling them Square Enix anymore, I gotta be honest.
I like Square Enix.
I like Square Soft.
I don't like Square Soft.
I like Square Soft.
Square Enix.
Square Soft was a great name. They should not have changed it.
They should have changed it. Enix is cool.
No, Squaresoft was a great company that made 7 and 8.
Alright, uh-huh.
I believe they were still Squaresoft when they made 10 as well.
Okay. Pause the recording right here for a second. I'm going to cut this out, but Derek keeps messaging me and telling me to add him to the podcast.
We're not. Don't.
Yeah, man. I know. I'm just saying.
Ask him why.
Yeah, here's essentially what he's saying. And... Here, I'll just copy all this crap into chat.
Okay. Anyways, back to our King of
Fighters. There's the logs.
Seriously, just... I want to do review. Can't this week.
No one does reviews anymore. That's a thing of the past.
Well, we only do reviews when there's something to review.
Wait, what do you want to review?
I don't
nothing.
Know.
There's nothing
to
review. There's nothing going on.
If it's something that we don't need, then... Oh, wait, what has he been playing lately, I wonder?
He's been playing Rock Band, I don't know.
He's not reviewing Rock Band.
He's been being a minge bag.
No one needs a review on Rock Band, honestly. I mean, I like Rock Band, but it's hitting drums and playing guitar. Do you really need a review on that? All you gotta do is look up the set list and you got a review right there.
Oh god, I can just imagine... Oh, I really don't want to edit.
Okay, anyways, if you need any more information on Kingdom Hearts, just ask me and I'll probably know the answer.
And...
There it is.
Leon. Leon's a stupid name. I like Squall.
Yeah, see, like, when I was playing 8 and playing Dissidia, it was so hard for me to call him Squall.
What disc of 8 are you on?
Still 1. I haven't really played it that much. It's because that stupid boss I keep dying on. I'm thinking of just backtracking and gaining some levels before I go do it again. No, seriously. Kingdom Hearts stuff. I can do this all podcast. I swear to God. You have no idea how the endless months I've spent reading up.
Kingdom Hearts.
I don't, to me, I don't like playing games like Final Fantasy VIII.
Why not 8?
Because I like to play my really good graphic PS like 3 graphics Final Fantasy 13.
I can't wait till 13.
Yeah, there's some stuff about it.
So that's gonna be awesome.
Ooh, Tokyo Game Show is going
on right
now.
I don't think I could ever keep my attention on 8 or 7 like enough to beat it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with me in Final Fantasy. With Final Fantasy X, I messed up on it, and my profile got screwed up. I was like, God, I haven't played it since then, because if you screw up on a Final Fantasy game, there's just so much of it, and you just don't want to go back and do it over again, you know?
And yeah, my cousin was playing 10, and I think something happened with his save, and he already had beaten this long, huge part. That's what she said. and then he had to rebeat it, but I was like, he was actually just rebeating it, but I was watching him, and it looked like a pretty good game,
it's just I don't want to have to go back and do it all over again once I mess up. That's just my problem with Final Fantasy, which is why I like Square's games like Infinite Undiscovery and like stuff like that, because like. I can do backtracking that and crap like that, you know? It's okay with me, because it's hard to mess up on a game like, or like hard to mess up your profile on a game like that, but it's so easy with Kingdom, or, games like, Final Fantasy. You screw up your profile.
You should just get a save editor, so you can just make yourself automatically level 100.
Yeah. But, I'm serious though, it's hard, you know? Once you mess up on it, like, that's how you know Anarchy? I've shown you that, Drew.
Anarchy Online, yeah, I know it.
Yeah, that's a really easy game to mess up your profile on, and when you do, it's just so confusing, and you don't want to have to go back and do it again, which is my problem with Anarchy also, is I'll be playing it, and I'll mess up my character, like, I got my character level 30, and I realize he sucked, and even level 30 is hard to get to, because once you get in the 20s in that game, it gets hard. But, like, I just realized I messed him up, and I was like, I'm not doing this over again. And I just stopped playing Anarchy for, like, a year straight, just out of my frustration.
You can't mess up on RuneScape.
I guess you really can't, because it's not based on a system as to where you choose the levels based on a specific class. It's based on, you can, by doing things, you gain levels in different areas, and you can just make yourself an all-around character instead of having to make yourself a specific character.
Oh.
My character's sort of all-around in RuneScape, level 78.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Apparently when you're level 78, you're still considered a noob.
Graham's like level 108.
God,
he calls everyone a noob.
That was so creepy when you're just like, oh, look, RuneScape. And then Graham just runs over and just looks on the person's computer. So sketchy. Huh.
Oh, anyway, wait, we're gonna pause it again right here. I'm gonna cut this out, but, Derek says he wants to review a SNES game.
A NES game?
What game?
A SNES game.
What's SNES?
The Super Nintendo.
Oh, no, false.
Ask him what game.
We're not reviewing a Super Nintendo game. That doesn't need a review.
I just wanna know, I wanna know what game it is.
We could talk about a Super Nintendo game, but we're not reviewing a Super Nintendo game. Come on. This is
what game is it?
Well, we'll have him on next time and he can talk about it. Well, not next time because we have to do it live. Well, that's our first time doing it live, but
or maybe
we'll have
or
him
maybe
on
not next time or the time before that.
We'll start
or never.
We probably shouldn't have guests next time. Week since we'll be getting used to the whole live thing. We'll have guests another time, but we need to get used to our live stuff. Yeah. So, Drew, how far are we into this?
About, like, 50 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, so I just noticed something about Kingdom Hearts 2. Riku is, like, a freaking basketball player in this game. He's, like, 6'4". He's so like, if I'm standing next to him with Sora, and he's, like, Sora's like, the top of Sora's head is to Riku's neck right now. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, he's even taller than Goofy, and Goofy is just, like, some sort of standing dog thing.
What is Goofy?
I think he's a dog. I gotta know.
But Pluto's a dog. And
true.
Pluto's stupid.
But look at Goofy. He looks
Pluto's like... Kyrie likes Pluto.
Wait, were
Pluto
you at that part? Yeah,
Kyrie.
You went to that part when Axel was trying to like kidnap Kyrie, right?
Yeah.
You know how that random portal opens up on the island, and then like her and the dog run into it, and then before the portal closes, she can see that like just figure just standing there looking at her.
I think so.
Like they're inside that random like world that's sort of like in between, and then they walk into another portal, like, and then she looks backwards, and there's just a person standing there, like in the organization robe with his hood up.
Oh yeah. But
that's
I was at that part where I beat. Oh, I know. I don't remember that. But do you know, who's that blue-haired guy with the X on his face?
That's Syax. He's the second in command of the organization.
Who's first in command?
Xemnas. Syax is number 2, and Xemnas is number 1. And then Roxas is number 13.
Because I know the guy who always has the Organization 13 hood up, and that's that guy with the X in his face. He just appears after you beat all those nobodies or something, or are they heartless?
Yep, Sax, second in command. Third in command is Lexius. God, what was his name? Here, I'll look up on my journal.
But you're talking about the organization, right?
Yes, Organization 13. There's actually 14 members in the organization. Shion is the 14th member, but... it was renamed Organization 13 because after she disappeared, and it was believed that, she, like, everyone lost their memories of her, and it was believed that she never existed. That was that was kind of a spoiler.
What's with those kids that always play that game in Twilight Town? They're, like, the rivals of Roxas's gang.
Oh yeah, those are just random Twilight Town citizens. They don't matter. They have no.
And then they give Sora that trophy, and he's like, this goes to the toughest people in Twilight Town, even though Roxas already had received the trophy.
Yeah, because Roxas received this trophy in the virtual Twilight Town, and Sora got it in the real Twilight Town. There's two, like, the virtual Twilight Town's an exact replica, so everything that's in the real is inside the virtual, which is why
and then
they have, like, all the same stuff.
I didn't realize that. But Sora had the blue gem, and he had
the
money bag.
That's the virtual. Those are virtual.
But how did he get it? But he was in the real one.
God, who gave it? The king gave it to him. Remember when Sora first wakes up, and then the king saves him from that group of nobodies? He gives him the money.
Wait, is this in the beginning of one or two?
He just got it.
No, Sora gets that blue crystal from the king in the beginning of the game. And the money bag. You need to pay attention to this stuff.
Oh!
I think it's weird how after you beat a level, like, something random will just glow,
yeah,
what he shoots his key.
That's the closing of the keyhole. That's what allows, like, the darkness of the Heartless to flow into the world.
Like Jack Skeleton guy. You know?
The Ripper.
Jack Skellington.
Yeah, Jack Skellington, yes.
Yeah. Skellington, yeah. He was the key guy.
He was?
Jack Skellington was the keyhole.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That doorknob thing from Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, from the first one. Yeah, yeah. I remember that. The doorknob was the keyhole. That's kind of obvious. If I was Sora, I'd just be like, I'd just shoot my beam right then and just be like, alright, found it.
Jack Skellington was the key. Jack Skellington just started glowing, and I'm like, what? And then Jack Sparrow's was the compass that always points north.
Yep. But, yeah, what else? What were we talking about before these?
Oh, wait, I have a little bit of news. They're bringing Final Fantasy VIII to the PlayStation Network, and it just got released in Japan today.
Ooh, interesting. Oh, tomorrow at Tokyo Game Show, they're having a cosplay contest.
Cosplay.
Yes.
You said cosplay.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow, Tokyo Game Show.
Cosplay Battle Royale.
If you want to check it out, you can either just go on YouTube, or if you have an Xbox, it'll be on the marketplace tomorrow, apparently.
There's going to be some good cosplay that comes out of that.
Is there going to be Naruto cosplay?
In respect to this podcast, I'm hoping to see some Kingdom Hearts cosplay.
There will be a lot of Sora cosplay.
Oh, yeah, there's always Sora and Riku cosplay. There always.
Always. Especially when we go to PAX. There'll be a lot
Dark
of that.
Iran, Dark
well,
Iran.
At least some of us will be going to PAX.
Grab me a Riku Keyblade while you're there.
I doubt they'll be giving me out those. But
yeah, I'm going to. You can buy them on Square Enix.
No, but seriously, if you find a Kingdom Hearts t-shirt, grab me one.
I'll get you one. We'll bring you back something, Jake.
It's hard when most of my friends are JRPG haters and I'm a JRPG fanboy. It's kind of hard, you know?
It is.
I like Kingdom Hearts a lot.
All my friends are just like, oh, Kingdom Hearts is stupid. I'm like, it's amazing.
They just don't get good stories.
It is amazing. Like, I love the story of Kingdom Hearts, but I just got, like, I just couldn't go on because the gameplay was so repetitive, but I just, like,
wait,
what,
do you use,
what made
do you
me want to...
Do you use your abilities? You have to get use the abilities, man.
I was using the abilities, but do you know what? I'm such a noob to the game that I didn't know you could switch your keyblade, so I was using the regular keyblade up to... Yeah, I was using the regular keyblade up until the Pirates of the Caribbean world.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, oh yeah, you know how
I switched it.
Are you able to use the abilities yet that, like, you press square and then you'll, like, hit someone up in the air to, like, use a special attack? If you press start and go down to abilities...
I was trying to map my square button. Right when I tap my square button, it just blocks for me. I need to switch that.
Because you have block on. You have block on right now. You got to use it in the middle of a combo. Like, if you're in the middle of a combo, just press square Have you gone to under, if you press start and go under abilities, there'll be a list of abilities. You can press triangle on them to activate them by using AP. And then there are ones that, like,
yeah.
Like, I'll just read off.
My AP is full.
One is upper slash. It's, like, knock a target into the air during a combo with square. Like, if you're just in the middle of a combo and just press square, you'll just hit the person right up in the air, and then it'll...
Yeah, I think I had that as triangle.
No, no. You can only use square for abilities. Square is, like, the ability button.
I have something for triangle if you, like, you're in the middle of a combo.
Oh, you mean if you hold down, if you hold down L1, it brings up your magic attacks?
No. No, actually...
Yeah, if you... Did you know that?
I just figured that out. I figured out how to use magic sacks.
Yeah, if
I
you
know that. And then,
if you hold down L1, then, it'll just bring up a thing of 4 magic attacks that you can be preset, and you can use them just like that.
And then I just figured out, or I was setting abilities, and it said, like, if I press triangle, and then as I'm attacking, it will shoot people into the air, and then I can combo on them. And I have that often,
oh, yeah,
like, finisher in the air move.
Oh, yeah, the reaction commands where it, like, tells you to press triangle, and then you do.
Oh, no, not that, but it just says, do a small finisher in the air, and it just does this awesome spin attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I know what you mean.
But I can summon Chicken Little and Stitch.
Yeah, Genie will become a good
Chicken
summon.
Chicken Littles in Kingdom Hearts 2.
He's a useless summon, I gotta be honest. Completely useless.
Yeah,
summon.
He just, like, does something. I don't even know what he does. He, like, distracts,
like,
people.
Yeah, I don't even know if his attacks do any damage. I'm not positive about that yet. But,
I don't think he does.
Yeah, Cure and Reflect are really good spells to use. Cure, makes it, well, cures you, obviously, and it's really helpful. And then Reflect, if someone hits you, you, like, put up a shield, and if someone hits it, it just shoots their attack right back at him. It's very helpful against Sephiroth.
Oh, I should use that.
Yeah, it's pretty helpful. It's a magic ability.
Is Sephiroth easy on standard?
Oh god, I can't even beat him. I can't even beat him on beginner mode, Matt.
Oh, remember, Jake.
Wait, did you ever beat him once?
Nope, I got him down to one health bar at Drew's house, and then I died because, like,
the game yet?
I haven't beaten the full game yet.
But you've watched the ending cutscenes, right?
Yep. No. I've beaten the final, like, boss of the storyline. I haven't beaten Sephiroth yet, though. But
Sephiroth isn't the final boss.
No, the final boss is Xemnas. Sephiroth is, like, the final side. He's, like, the hardest boss that you can fight, though. Sephiroth is not the final boss.
Oh, you're fighting at Drew's house. You're fighting him on beginner.
Yeah, man. He's that hard.
I thought you were fighting him on the hardest difficulty.
No, that was beginner, man. He's that hard.
Can you imagine fighting him on the hardest difficulty there?
I really can't.
It was funny because when you see Cloud, he's like, "Have you seen this guy named Sephiroth? He has silver hair, and tell him I'm afraid of him," or something like that. It was funny.
No, but the thing is, you met Sephiroth in the first game. Well, you informally did, but, like, you fought him in the first game, and
Cloud
then the second game.
Cloud tries to kill
you
in the first game.
Cloud? Yeah, no, he was hired by Hades, because Hades said that if you killed Sora, then he would find Sephiroth for him.
Cloud is
What's with Cloud's Buster Sword in Kingdom Hearts? It's, like, a new Buster Sword with all, like, bandages on it.
No, it's his old one. It's the same one. It's the one that he has from the first game, but except it has bandages on it, so it makes it look different.
Why is there bandages?
Wow, that's such a copy of Bleach. Bleach copy. Bleach ripoff.
No. You fool. Kingdom Hearts came before Bleach, you fool.
Are you sure about that?
Kingdom Hearts 1 was released in 03 or 04. Bleach was created in about 05.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
I can look it up right now.
Way back then.
No. The manga was probably created some time ago, but...
Yeah. And that had bandaged swords, soul reapers.
I believe the Naruto manga started in 04.
Bleach.
I need to go read some Kingdom Hearts manga.
Oh, no, don't.
Is it any good? Or is
it's,
it just awful?
It's filler material. You could call it filler material.
Because it's about, like, Riku. I saw it at the book fair once in, like, 7th grade.
It actually exists? There's actually Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Kingdom Hearts 1 was released in 2002. Now let's see when Bleach was created.
Oh, the anime was originally ran in 2001.
Wait, whoa. Wait, what? Really? Wait a minute.
The original run of manga was in August of 2001. I'm looking at it right now.
No, but think about it. The bandages didn't pop up for many chapters, so.
The Little Soul Reaper is.
Yes, August of 2001. So.
And it's ongoing. They're still releasing them.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've read some of the most recent ones. I hate the Bleach manga, though, man, because it's 20 pages long per chapter, and, like, it just goes by so quickly. You don't really get anything. Like, that's the thing I hate about, like, Naruto and crap like that, like, reading the manga. Every time a new one comes out,
I just watch some. Watch some Bleach anime. It was awesome.
You watch it in Japanese?
Yeah,
you watch it in English dub.
But, like, no, but the manga is just English. So, like, short. I don't like it because there's, like, you're like, whoa, 400 chapters, but each chapter is only about 19 pages long.
And they give you, like, 4 chapters for each book, each manga, or something like that.
No, it's only 1 chapter per week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They release it in Shonen Jump.
Yeah, 1 chapter every week on Thursday, I think. Maybe Wednesday, I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's right. 1 chapter per week, and that it pisses me off. Because, like,
yeah,
when
I
started
back.
The manga, it was cool, but then I caught up with it, and then it became lame, because then, like, I have to wait a week now, you know?
Yep.
Anyways, yeah, back to Sephiroth, I got him down to 1 health bar, and then he did this attack on me that brought me down to 1 health and 1, yeah, like 1 MP. I was like, oh crap, I guess I'll try and cure. But then I noticed my MP was down, and if I hadn't tried to cure, I wouldn't have been able to finish him off, because it would have taken 1 combo for me to kill him. I could have won if I just didn't get concerned about my health, and then I died. And I'm angry. Where are we at, Drew? We're probably about done.
Yeah, we're going to end it as soon as Matt gets back.
Alright, what are we at right now, anyways? Just time?
Like, an hour.
Alright. Remember, this is definitely the Kingdom Hearts edition.
Yep. I feel so left out. I haven't played Kingdom Hearts 2.
You should get it. It's epic.
I know, but like...
You need to be 1 first, though.
Yeah, both of you are talking about Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah,
both of you are talking about Kingdom Hearts 2, and then I have, like, nothing to say because I've never played it.
Oh, you
feel so. I feel left out, Jake.
No, beat Kingdom Hearts 1, and then you won't feel left out, because if you beat Kingdom Hearts 1, you have something to talk about, at least.
Alright, I will beat it.
Not to mention, I beat that boss you couldn't beat before for you, so.
Oh, by the way, I'm editing, like, this whole conversation out.
Right here? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Fine. Edit it out. Are you posting up today or tomorrow?
No, God, no. I probably won't post it up for 2 days.
Why?
No, it'll be released by Monday. I'll tell you that.
I say you release the raw.
The raw?
Yeah, just do it. Just release the raw version.
Why?
Because we didn't have any stops or anything. Like, just that stuff about Derek, which really wasn't needed. It's not like we have to get rid of that.
Hey, do you want me to just bring in Derek for the hell of it?
No, just, sure, just bring him in, but then just release the raw of this. Just do
Fine.
It. And the ability to drag.
No, it's magic, alright.
Wait, did you bring Derek in?
Yeah, it's still ringing, though.
Probably won't answer.
We're recording again, just to let you know.
Oh, we are? Oh, okay, cool.
No, I have to do some editing. And Derek's here.
I'm going to use me and Riku's limit attack.
That's nice. Whoa.
I love the limit attack Dark Cannon. Oh, whoa, Echo. That Derek.
Fix your mic, Derek.
What's wrong with it?
It's echoing like mad crazy.
Turn down your speakers.
Okay.
Yeah. The show's, like, done. We're just waiting for Matt to get back so we can wrap it up. So I was just like, let's bring in Derek for the hell of it.
Oh, so I'm going to be in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. For a small amount of time, but you will be in it.
That's cool.
This is going to be our Kingdom Hearts edition, because we basically talked about Kingdom Hearts the whole time.
Yep, pretty much.
Doesn't the main character have, like, a giant key...
Yes. Keyblade.
Keyblade. In Kingdom Hearts 2, everybody gets a Keyblade.
It'll be so unprofessional, though, if I just release the raw of this.
Just do it. Who cares?
People do care.
We have 9 episodes, Drew. Come on.
5.
We're not like OLR, who has 350 episodes so far.
Oh my god, I'm an OLR addict.
But seriously though, OLR is so like professional because they've done so many episodes that like they just got it.
Listened to OLR's first episode.
Okay, I'm back.
It was very professional because
unprofessional.
No, it was very professional because
really
the people have done radio shows before and stuff.
Oh, they had.
They knew what they were doing.
Dang it! I need to listen to the first episode of a different podcast just to make sure that we're not idiots.
All right.
Matt, you're back. Okay, we brought Derek in so he could just give us a quick comment about what he wanted to talk about, and then we're going to finish it up.
What did he want to talk about?
Derek, what did you want to talk about?
I don't really remember.
What?
Do you need me to go back? You wanted to talk
something about
SNES
Super Nintendo.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. I wanted to talk about a game.
What game?
What game?
What?
I'll talk about Jurassic Park for the SNES.
Jurassic Park?
That sounds like shovelware, but go for it.
Well, for Jurassic Park on the SNES, you play as the Dr. Grant guy, and you just walk around shooting dinosaurs, and dumb characters from the game keep telling you things that you don't need to know.
Oh, sounds good.
Sounds like shovelware.
Sounds like Turok.
Turok is a horrible, horrible game.
It is. It's just god awful.
Actually, my friend had it once when I was growing up, and I thought it looked good, but I just wanted to play it, and I didn't even know what it was. So I went out and bought it at this rip-off game store that sold old games. I bought it for like $10, Turok 2, and it was awful.
Turok games are horrible.
They are. Alright. Well, that was the comments that needed to be said, and it's all good now.
All good. So,
all right.
This was Gameblaze episode, what was it?
Nine.
Alright.
Episode 10 will be live on Blog Talk Radio, 8 o'clock Saturday, 6 o'clock Western.
You say that every time.
No, this time we're being serious. We messed up last time because Drew
8 a.m.
Drew saved our slot for 8 a.m. So,
not bad.
That was a problem, but this time we won't make that fault. We'll be live at Blog Talk, 8 o'clock. Send us some emails at gameglaze...
@ymail.com.
Yes, gameglaze@ymail.com. Please do, and that's all.
First person to email us something, I will get you something.
Yeah, we'll get you a prize. We'll find something for you. We'll give you a prize.
Wait, what do I email?
No, not you. You don't count. It has to be someone we don't know.
Oh, that sucks.
All right. Anyways,
and Derek, you cannot.
You already got a prize. You're on our
yeah,
podcast.
Really. That's your prize.
That's your privilege.
No, that should be the prize. You get to be on the
I'm
podcast.
So happy, I'm crying.
That's great. No. Okay.
Derek, and if you
I don't think any of our listeners would want to be on the podcast.
True. But
how many
you'll get a prize. You know what, just send us an email and say what you want and we'll see what we can do about it.
Derek,
you know?
Don't try and make a fake email. I'll figure out the
Yeah, really. We'll figure it out.
I wouldn't waste my time making a fake email.
Okay, good. Alright. We're good.
And, right, don't we have to say our email address?
We already did.
We did.
When? Right
just now. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to be listening. Okay. We're out.
We're out.
I'm really tired.
We're out.
Later.